Hello, so today I am going to talk about importance of sun salutation or Surya Namaskar. So sun salutation is an gratitude to the sun. It's one type of yoga. It is said that sun salutation was first done or introduced during the kings of Adund. He stated that the sequence must be maintained on a regular basis and without fail under his regime in Maharashtra region of India. Whether the story is true or not, the beginning of this tradition has its origin in that region. And the most popular form of exercise to begin each day is Surya Namaskar or sun salutation. Nowadays, many people around the world do sun salutation for different reasons. And few of the main importance of sun salutation for you is that it tones your muscles, improve your flexibility, because it targets different muscle groups and nerves center called chakra in your body, and that helps to tone your body fats, including your arms, abs, thighs, and other parts of the body. Also, it gives you more flexibility and improve your body posture as well. And it's also a great cardio training and hormonal balance, because it gives your body a quick and nice workout, and it's done in a fast manner. Like some cardio workout for your abs if you don't have a lot of time, or if you want to do it slow for a mindfulness, you could do also that reason as well. And it also improves digestion and promotes weight loss. People who have issue with weight, they could also use this, and it also improves other like mood swings and increase energy, also increase your awareness, and enables better assumptions of your nutrients in your body, and reduce mood swings and bring more emotional stability, and also improves your skin glow as well. So the main posture of sun salutation is 9 different poses, or called asanas, which together from one set of sun Surya Namaskar. The first pose is prayer pose, and the second one is raised arm pose. And then third pose is Hastapadasana, or hand-to-foot posture. And then equestrian pose, the stick pose, salute with the 8 parts or points. And then 7 is Bhushangasana, which is also cobra pose. And number 8 is downward facing dog pose. And the last pose is mountain pose. So it does have a lot of benefits for you. And then you can do early in the morning, and can do inhale, exhale, just follow your breathing, and then from there you could do the salutation. So the most significant part of doing sun salutation, they say it's in the morning, because that's when the sun is rising. But a lot of people have a busy schedule, so you could also do it in the evening, and you can do it many repetitions of those 9 poses to get like a full exercise. Or if you are very busy, you could only do 1 cycle of the sun salutation, and it has a lot of benefits, and a lot of research have shown that it is significant for your mental health. And there are some do's and don'ts during sun salutation as well. So do maintain your body postures correctly, otherwise you could injure yourself. And do have proper and rhythmic breathing, like breathing in and out as you're doing your posture. And if you are having a hard time, YouTube has a lot of great videos how to do as well, and you can follow the steps, and then steps in order, it's 9 steps. And then also do increase the number of repetitions gradually, and do follow a healthy diet possible, because that could also like combine with your daily exercise. And do keep awareness while doing each pose, and wear comfortable clothing, and drink lots of water. And you can also start with really slow pose and then go fast as you can begin. And don't mix up the steps, that could also hurt your body. And then don't push too hard. Those are some don'ts. And I have got this information from our yoga website, and it has a great steps how to do it. So I will post this along with my reflection so you could see it. And it's written by Nikita Mayur Shina and Arena. Thank you.